Saudara pendengar, dua petugas hukum tertinggi di Australia telah berselisih paham dan mereka telah memberikan bukti di hadapan Komite Senat di Canberra. Diskusi berkali-kali memanas ketika pengacara umum Justin Gleeson dan Jaksa Agung George Brandis berdebat dengan para senator tentang perseteruan mereka itu di depan umum baru-baru ini. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Sengketa antara Jaksa Agung George Brandis dan pengacara umum Justin Gleeson, orang peringkat tertinggi kedua di Australia, telah dipolitisasikan. Kemarin ada beberapa pertukaran pendapat yang berapi-api antara para senator dalam sidang komite di Canberra. Senator dari Partai Nasional, Barry O'Sullivan, pada suatu saat menuduh ketua panel, Louis Pratt, melakukan tindakan menutup-nutupi.
This is the start of a major cover-up led by you, Chair.
I would ask Senator O'Sullivan to withdraw that language.
Persengketaan itu berpusat di sekitar keputusan Senator Brandis yang menyatakan bahwa pengacara agung harus mendapatkan izin darinya sebelum memberikan nasihat hukum kepada anggota parlemen lainnya. Pengacara umum Justin Gleeson mengatakan ia ingin keputusan itu dibatalkan.
It is a radical change in the practice whereby a solicitor general can do nothing. Cannot even speak to a lawyer until he has received a brief with a signed consent. Do I lie awake at night worrying about it? I have every night since the 5th of May trying to determine how this could have come about and what is the correct way to try and respond to and remedy this situation. The change is one which is making the functioning of my office exceptionally difficult.
Namun, Jaksa Agung Brandis membela pengeterapan pedoman barunya itu.
But I'm stressed again, as I've said ad nauseam, I regard this merely as a matter of formality. And when we made the legal services direction and issued the guidance note, which is the complementary document, we made it clear, or we reminded the government, that these are matters, that Solicitor General's advice is only sought on matters of high constitutional importance. Mm.
Komite itu sedang mempelajari pedoman baru tersebut yang berarti bahwa tidak ada satu orang pun termasuk Perdana Menteri dapat meminta nasihat hukum dari pengacara umum tanpa terlebih dahulu mendapatkan persetujuan dari Jaksa Agung. Senator Brandis mengatakan tidak ada hal yang mengkhawatirkan dalam hal ini.
I obviously do not agree with that. I regard this is merely an administrative arrangement.
Kemudian timbul ketidaksepakatan lagi tentang apakah Gleeson mengetahui Senator Brandis merencanakan membuat perubahan tersebut. Gleeson mengatakan keputusan itu adalah sebuah kejutan baginya. Namun, Senator Brandis menegaskan ia telah memberitahukan hal tersebut kepada petugas hukumnya dalam pertemuan tahun lalu. Ia mengatakan kepada para senator, persengketaan ini menjadi berkisar pada perkataan berkonsultasi. Pada suatu titik, ia merujuk hal tersebut ke kamus umum.
I've taken the trouble of providing you with a photocopy of all the senses that the dictionary understands of the word consult. This is not a word that has one meaning in law and another meaning in common speech.
Menurut pendapat Partai Buruh, Senator Brandis telah bertindak tidak tepat dalam hal ini. Jaksa Agung Bayangan, Mark Dreyfus, mengatakan bahwa Brandis telah berbohong kepada parlemen dan menganjurkan agar dia segera mengundurkan diri.
Senator Brandis has misled the Australian Parliament and must resign. If he doesn't resign, Mr. Turnbull should sack him. It's beyond doubt that Senator Brandis did not, as he told the Australian Senate back on the 4th of May, consult with the Solicitor General about the change that he has made to the law relating to the Solicitor General's provision of advice to the Commonwealth. I say again that Senator Brandis has misled the Australian Parliament and on his own words, it is a serious offence and the penalty for this offence is for him to resign.
Namun Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull mengatakan tidak perlu mengambil jalan tersebut. Ia tetap yakin komite akan dapat menyelesaikan perbedaan pendapat antara para pengacara paling senior negara ini.
I'm sure that whatever differences or misunderstandings will be resolved.